right. Giants baseball coming up. God, I haven't talked to this guy for a while. He's having an outstanding season, I think, an excellent season. That's Mark Melancon. I was in Arizona for a week. I got to go home. You're from Florida. Boy, you must miss it during the year.
Yeah, you know, we just moved to Florida a couple years ago, and I went to school down in Tucson, so it's always fun to go back to Arizona.
Well, as I said when we started, you're having the year. You know, the arm is good, so let's talk baseball and bring everyone up to how you're doing.
You know, personally, it's been a really fun year for me because I feel good. I feel great. My arm feels as good as I can remember. So, you know, for a while, the last 2 years, I kind of thought my baseline was going to be pain all year. And fortunately, it's come back, and I feel great.
How close are you to the days when you were the closer for the Pirates or the Nationals? How, in your own mind, how close are you?
I think I'm there. I think, you know, once I, you know, like the other night I had a four-pitch walk, which is just uncharacteristic. But, you know, other than that, you know, something like that, I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I feel great.
Yeah. No, you can see it when you come out on the mound and you look different than you looked the last couple of years. Joined by Mark Melancon. Velocity has taken over the game. It's incredible. You know, and you're a guy, you know, you know how to pitch. You can move the ball around. You got a breaking ball. But, boy, every time you turn around now, it's a reliever or a starter throwing 95-plus. Isn't it amazing?
It really is. It's fun to watch. You know, everybody likes to see the radar gun, you know, light up, and me included. I'm always in awe, and it seems like the guys are just getting younger and younger and throwing harder and harder. So I've actually been picking some of our young guys' brains, Travis Bergen, and it's pretty funny. He had the whole bullpen kind of fired up about some mechanical stuff, and you know, we're just educating ourselves and trying to learn more. And there's a lot of former guys trying to teach stuff out there that is not always that great of info, but some stuff is interesting, and you know, why not dive into it a little bit more? And we got a good group of guys that can sift through some different stuff and play with stuff. You know, out here on flat ground while we're playing catch before the game is a good time to tinker with things.
Okay.
And I always like doing that because it creates feel. It creates, you know, just a different a body awareness during your delivery. So it's been fun for me to play with different things and talk to, you know, like Bergen, and who's got a good grasp on pitching for being such a young guy. But velocity is one of three things. Okay. I think you need two of the three: location, movement, and velocity. Okay. If you have two of those three, you're going to be good.
Yeah.
If you have all three, you're a superstar, you know. But location, movement, and velocity. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well said. Believe me, you're right. And you think about how a pitcher goes. So tinkering. I like to hear tinkering because a lot of times you hear guys, well, we threw on the sidelines and I started throwing a knuckleball. And all of a sudden this guy said, gee, that knuckleball is pretty good. Why don't you throw it in the game? Do you tinker like that?
I heard somebody say the other day that, you know, pitchers tinker more during their catch play.
Yeah.
You know, 2-3 hours before the game, they tinker a lot. But in the game, they don't tinker at all. Now, hitters don't tinker at all while they're in batting practice, but they tinker a lot during the game.
Really?
It's kind of a flip-flop. And I think that is kind of true. You know, if a hitter gets out, they might change their stance or something a little bit, where pitchers don't too often do that stuff.
You want to repeat.
Yeah, you want to repeat, but you'd think you'd want to repeat as a hitter, too. I just thought that was an interesting thing. So, yeah.
I hadn't thought about that, but Cal Ripken came up with a new stance every day. He did.
Yeah.
That was good. Well, tell me a little bit more about Bergen. What do you guys talk about? I like to hear the ins and outs of pitching and some of the things you learn. What are some of the things you learn?
Well, just like, you know, your back knee and what's that doing, your vertical shin movement and, you know, angles and stuff. And I'd like to say it's most of it is based on how do we throw harder. Because when you're only throwing 93 and everybody else is throwing 100, it's like, I'm low end on the totem pole here. here, but, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't realize that goes into this, and it's not just the velocity. But if I could, you know, if all of us could add to velocity, why wouldn't we, right? It's it's an extra bonus for sure, every mile an hour. But I think young kids are really getting caught up with the weighted balls and all this stuff. You got to throw 100, and it's not the case. I don't want to be misleading. It's not the case, but, you know, it's if you have the velocity, people have always viewed it as, well, if you have that, you can learn the other stuff. And yes, that's true to an extent, but you got to be a student of the game.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and that's you know, 9-10 years into this, I'm still trying to be a student of the game.
Oh, it's good. I love talking to you, and I'm glad you're having the season that you want. Last thought is, you know, for me, pitching is getting the hitter off balance. Mm-hmm. And if you make a mistake at 98, it's less likely to get barreled up, but not necessarily today because hitters are getting used to it.
Yeah.
You still have to get people off balance, in my opinion. That's the key to pitching.
Yeah, off balance. And, you know, as hard as these balls are thrown and the amount of milliseconds a hitter has to make up their mind to swing or take, a lot of times they're just simply guessing on the location, whether it's inside or outside, or, you know, and a lot of times they're guessing on off speed versus fastball.
Yeah.
But it's just ingrained in guys' heads. They don't want to get beat by a fastball. So it's more recognize the off speed, but be ready for the fastball, you know. So it's a game of inches, and you know, it's a matter of milliseconds with those decisions to be made and keeping guy off balance and guessing. And, you know, I still like to pitch contact. My goal is 3 pitches or less and get an out. So.
Well, I love talking to you. This is good. Thanks for taking the time. What do you think about this team coming back all the time? How about that?
It's nice. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it is tough, but it makes it exciting.
Are you one that jump over the rail? Are you the first one out there?
I'll jump over the rail for sure. Yeah.
Just be careful.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Mark Melanson. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.